The standoff continues in Melbourne at the Lawyer X Royal Commission. The commission wants to hear from Lawyer X herself, informer Nicola Gobbo, who passed on confidential information about her gangland clients to police. But the former defence barrister says she's too sick to give evidence. The commission has been sent psychiatric evaluations, which report Ms. Gobbo's mental state is precarious. She's frightened and her current circumstances won't allow her to give evidence. Rachel Brown is at the Royal Commission. Rachel, was there ever any suggestion that Nicola Gobbo would appear?
Well, Sarah, in person was always going to be unlikely, given the risk to Ms. Gobbo's safety. That's because of the depth of information on her clients that she passed on to police. But the Royal Commission has said that it's made allowances for that, offering to let her give evidence via telephone link, for example. But today we've heard she's too unwell even for that. One psychologist report states she has major depressive disorder, PTSD. She's in a vicious cycle of despair and emotional paralysis, and that state reached is therapeutic nihilism, which is basically incurable. Another psychiatrist says Ms. Gobbo will not be fit to undertake any form of interrogation in the Royal Commission setting. This is Commissioner Margaret McMurdo reading some of that report.
The likelihood is that there would be a deterioration in her condition, and subsequent to that, worsening of concentration and attention, lowered frustration tolerance, and this would lead to significant decline in performance.
That is Commissioner Margaret McMurdo there. Rachel, was the Commissioner satisfied with this response by Ms. Gobbo's defence?
No, visibly unimpressed. I mean, it's highly likely we could go the entire year without hearing from the protagonist herself. Ms. Gobbo's lawyer, Rishi Nathwani, reiterated that she is keen to cooperate, but the Commissioner almost scoffed, saying she's been told that, but implying she hasn't seen that. The Commissioner says Ms. Gobbo has been represented at the community's expense, and despite the Commission affording her every consideration, she's not provided it with a statement, nor availed herself to other options. Commissioner McMurdo says on the material before her, she's inclined to accept Ms. Gobbo is probably suffering from those medical conditions, but she says Ms. Gobbo hasn't demonstrated a reasonable excuse for failing to attend.
So, Rachel, how does this stalemate end?
Well, the Commissioner isn't convinced Nicola Gobbo's condition won't improve, so she's adjourned the matter again to allow more time for Ms. Gobbo to prepare a sworn statement. That's due by the 18th of November. If Ms. Gobbo still submits that she's still not well enough, well, it could be Groundhog Day all over again.
Rachel Brown reporting there.